Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Dir Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Chav Gimel, the second parak Eil Metzias. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: one, the Gemara suggests that Siman Asui L'Dares, a Siman which is liable to be trampled, is a Malchokas Tanayim. Reviewed a taught in the Mishnah called Davar Sheyesh Bo Shinui Hai V'Hachris, anything which has something unusual in it, such as a cake of pressed figs with a pottery shard inside, or a loaf with a coin inside, he's obligated to announce, implying the Tanna Kamma disagrees. The Gemara initially assumes they argue if a siman likely to be destroyed is a siman, but this is disproven. Rav Zvid says that Rav explains, everyone agrees that a siman likely to be trampled is still a siman, which is Rav's opinion earlier. And everyone agrees, mavir in al ochlin, one may pass by food on the ground without picking it up, making it likely that the siman will be destroyed. They argue if siman habal me'ilav, a siman which may have come about on its own, such as these cases, is a legitimate siman, since the owner may be unaware of it. Rav agrees about the point of contention, but maintains that everyone agrees a siman likely to be destroyed is not a siman, which is his opinion earlier. However, they also agree that ein mavirin al ochlin, one may not pass food on the ground without picking it up, so the siman is not likely to be destroyed. Point number two, Rav Sheshes was asked, Minyan havi siman or lo havi siman? Is the number of items found together considered a siman or is it not a siman? He responded that this can be resolved from a price which teaches that if someone found silver vessels, copper vessels, broken pieces of lead, or any metal vessels, he should not return them until the claimant gives a sign or accurately provides their weight. Rav Sheshes concludes, Ubida mishko havi siman, since a lost item's weight is a legitimate siman, mida uminyan nami havi siman. Its measurements or its number are also considered a legitimate siman. And point number three, Rav Vivi asked Rav Nachman, Makom havi siman or lo havi siman? Is the place an object was lost considered a siman or is it not considered a siman? He suggested to resolve the inquiry from a brice which teaches that if one found kegs of wine, oil, or other goods, he may keep them. If an item is placed, would be a valid siman, lichruz makom. Let him announce the place where he found the items and the owner can identify the items found. Rav Zvid rejected the proof, saying the brisa can be discussing kegs found berachta denara on the river bank, where kegs are unloaded from boats. People who purchase several kegs would carry them away one at a time, and one may forget some. Rav Mari explained that such a place cannot serve as an identifying siman, because we tell the claimant just as it happened to you that you left your kegs on the river bank, it may have also happened to your fowl, which may have left the same goods there. In another version, Rav Mari said that even a specific location on a riverbank cannot serve as a siman for the same reason. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Gemara suggests that siman asui dares, a siman which is liable to be trampled, is a malchokas tanaim. Reviewed a taught in the Mishnah called davar sheyesh bo shinui hai v'hachris, anything which has something unusual in it, such as a cake of pressed figs with a pottery shard inside, or a loaf with a coin inside, he's obligated to announce, implying the Tanna Kamma disagrees. The Gemara initially assumes they argue if a siman likely to be destroyed is a siman, but this is disproven. Rav Zvid says that Rav explains, everyone agrees that a siman likely to be trampled is still a siman, which is Rav's opinion earlier. And everyone agrees, mavir in al ochlin, one may pass by food on the ground without picking it up, making it likely that the siman will be destroyed. They argue if siman habal me'ilav, a siman which may have come about on its own, such as these cases, is a legitimate siman, since the owner may be unaware of it. Rav agrees about the point of contention, but maintains that everyone agrees a siman likely to be destroyed is not a siman, which is his opinion earlier. However, they also agree that ein mavirin al ochlin, one may not pass food on the ground without picking it up, so the siman is not likely to be destroyed. Point number two, Rav Sheshes was asked, Minyan havi siman or lo havi siman? Is the number of items found together considered a siman or is it not a siman? He responded that this can be resolved from a price which teaches that if someone found silver vessels, copper vessels, broken pieces of lead, or any metal vessels, he should not return them until the claimant gives a sign or accurately provides their weight. Rav Sheshes concludes, Ubida mishko havi siman, since a lost item's weight is a legitimate siman, mida uminyan nami havi siman. Its measurements or its number are also considered a legitimate siman. And point number three, Rav Vivi asked Rav Nachman, Makom havi siman or lo havi siman? Is the place an object was lost considered a siman or is it not considered a siman? He suggested to resolve the inquiry from a brice which teaches that if one found kegs of wine, oil, or other goods, he may keep them. If an item is placed, would be a valid siman, lichruz makom. Let him announce the place where he found the items and the owner can identify the items found. Rav Zvid rejected the proof, saying the brisa can be discussing kegs found berachta denara on the river bank, where kegs are unloaded from boats. People who purchased several kegs would carry them away one at a time, and one may forget some. Omari explained that such a place cannot serve as an identifying simon, because we tell the claimant just as it happened to you that you left your kegs on the riverbank, it may have also happened to your fellow, which may have left the same goods there. In another version, Omari said that even a specific location on a riverbank cannot serve as a simon for the same reason. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Chaf Gimel, and our standard simon is Kuglach, which is the game the kids play. It's like Jack's. So here goes. The absent-minded Kuglach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kuglach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of the set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, but could not reclaim the new set he said he lost by the Kuglach delivery port because a lot of kids lost their Kuglach there. Once again, slow motion. The absent-minded Kuglach enthusiast, Kuglach, that must more Daf Chaf Gimel. The absent-minded Kuglach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kuglach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, which reminds us, this Malchok is a simon haba me'ila, a simon which may have come about on its own, is a legitimate simon since the owner may be unaware of it. So the absent-minded Kuglach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kuglach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of the set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, which reminds us of Tan the Gemara that minyan, the number of an item, is considered a simon, as well as the mida and mishkal, its measure and its weight. So the absent-minded Kuglach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kuglach had fallen into the dough and gone baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of a set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, but could not reclaim the new set he said he lost by the Kuglach delivery port because a lot of kids lost their Kuglach there, which reminds us more discusses whether makom, the place of an item, is a simon. Ramar explained that certain places, such as on a riverbank, where kegs are unloaded on boats, cannot serve as an identifying simon because we can tell the claimant that just as it happened to you that you left your kegs on the riverbank, it may have also happened to your fellow who may have left the same goods there. So once again, the absent-minded Kuglach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kuglach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of a set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, but could not reclaim the new set he said he lost by the Kuglach delivery port because a lot of kids lost their Kuglach there. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazar. Daf Yud Tes. So the simon Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The luxury yacht. Yacht? That must be more on Daf Yud Tes. The luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who could not recover their produce when they failed to prove the dates of their get, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why returning a get will not cause a loss to possible buyers of the wife's field's produce. The Gemara explains that when the wife comes to collect the produce, we tell her, bring proof when the get reached your hand. The Gemara explains this because the buyer's reason is that the get was returned to her to be able to remarry, and not necessarily because the date was verified. So the luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who could not recover their produce when they failed to prove the dates of their gittin was on a consolation trip to the exotic Daitiki Island, where gravely ill people wrote wills without a kinyan, which reminds us. Brisa discusses the gift documents mentioned in the Mishnah. Ezui Daitiki, what is a Daitiki? It's a contraction of Dat Dehele Mekum Lios, this shall be valid and lasting, referring to a sick bed will, which is effective without a kinyan, provided the person dies of his illness. So the luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who could not recover their produce when they failed to prove the dates of their gittin was on a consolation trip to the exotic Daitiki Island, where gravely ill people wrote wills without a kinyan, and saw their lost wills being given to the recipients without concern, because the shchimira can retract, which reminds us, the more discussed is returning a Daitiki or gift document, where the property may have been given to someone else. Regarding the benefactor himself, he's able to retract his gift while he's alive. Daf Chaf, so the simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe, so here goes. At the Lost and Found Staros Cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. At the Lost and Found Staros Cafe, where a man was just given back his shovar for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that if one found the shovar a receipt indicating payment of a ksuba, and the woman admits she was paid, the shovar is returned to the husband. The more as we should be concerned the shovar was written in Nisan, but not given until Tishrei, when the ksuba was actually paid. Since the woman may have sold her ksuba to someone in the interim, returning the shovar to the husband enables him to unlawfully avoid paying it to this buyer. Rava answers that this price approves Shmuel's opinion. One who sells a document of debt to his fellow and later forgives the debt is forgiven. Since she can forgive the debt to her husband, we're not concerned that returning the shovar may defraud the ksuba's buyer. So at the lost and found Staros Cafe, where a man was just given back his shovar for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, right near the Maisa Basin section for retrieving certificates of Chalitza Miyun and other Basin documents, a mava pulled out of Simpon stating the debt was paid to mock the lova, since it was invalid. Which reminds us, Rav said, Simpon Yotz Mitachas Yidei Malva, regarding a receipt found in the lender's possession, even if it's written in his own handwriting, Ino al Kemesachek Upasel, it merely mocks the borrower and is invalid. Although the lender himself wrote it, it's possible he wrote it in advance, reasoning that the borrower may come late on Friday afternoon to make payment and will only pay if the lender gives him a receipt. Daf Chafalv. So the Simon Daf Chafalv is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The Eil Metzias Mobile, Mobile, that must be one Daf Chafalv, ka. The Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, which reminds us. Rabbi Yitzchak explains the first case of the Mishnah of scattered fruit that belonged to the finder as a cob's volume of produce spread over an area of Dalet Amos. The Gemara teaches the case of Bekanisha de Beidari, with grain left at the gathering up from the winnowing place, where the owner took the bulk of threshed grain and left this behind. An amount less than a cob spread over Dalet Amos is not worth the effort to retrieve, and the owner abandons them. Rabbi Yirmi opposed numerous inquiries to determine if the primary factor is the retrievable produce's value or the effort involved in retrieving them. So the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomidas, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed Yeush Lomidas, despair without awareness, where the owner would despair of retrieving his article if he knew it was lost, but is not yet aware. Abai says, Lohavi Yeush, it's not considered despair, and Rava says it is. The Machlokas is about an article which lacks a simon. Abai says the situation is not considered Yeush, the Haluyada, the Nafamine, because the owner does not know that it fell from him, so he has not actually despaired. Rava says it is considered Yeush, since the owner will despair as soon as he realizes he lost it, because it lacks a simon. Mahashtu hud miyash, therefore he is considered to have despaired from now when it's lost. So the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomidas, but quickly pulled over to take the money lying on the ground because people constantly check their wallets, which reminds us, a bias challenge from our mission, which states, Maz Mefuzaros Hari Elu Shalo, if one found scattered coins, these belong to him. But since the owner may not be aware that he lost them, he is not yet despaired of retrieving them, and they should not be permitted to keep. The Gemara answers by applying Rabbi Yitzchak's principle, Adam Asui Umashmesh Bekisa B'Choshav V'Shah. A person is accustomed to touching his purse constantly to check if his money is still there. Therefore, we can assume the owner became aware of his loss and despaired before the coins were discovered. Daf Chav Beis. So the similar Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. When the cabbie, that must be more Daf Chav Beis, taxi cab. When the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to support Rav's opinion that Yeush Lomidas is considered Yeush from a brice which teaches that one who separates truma for someone else without permission, and the owner said, Klach Hetzel Yafos, you should go to the better produce to separate as truma instead. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making a loss to everyone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the support to Abaya, the Yeush Lomidas lo havi Yeush, from the case of a lost item swept away by a river that is permitted to be kept by the finder. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making a loss to everyone, that he mistakenly reversed over some lost newly made bundles in the street, destroying their siman. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one may keep krichos, small bundles of grain, found in Rishus Rabim. Rava says that this is true even if the bundles have a siman, because he holds siman asuli dares will have a siman. A siman which is liable to be trampled is not considered a siman even before it's destroyed, because the owner despairs from recovering the item. Rava says the Mishnah's ruling only applies to bundles without a siman, but one may not keep bundles with a siman because he holds a siman which is likely to be trampled is considered a siman. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn lost wills can be given to the recipients without concern because the Shechimera can retract? That's on Duff. Yud Tes. Good number two. Which stuff we have lost items swept away in a flood, which was brought to support by that Yeush Lomidas. We'll have a Yeush. That's on Duff. Chavbeis. Good number three. Which stuff we have the case of one finding scattered fruit over an area of Dalad Amos. That's on Duff. Chafav. Good number four. Which stuff do we learn Minyan is considered a simon, as well as Mida and Mishkal. That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good number five. Which stuff do we learn one can return Maisa Basin, such as Shtar Chalitza, to the one named in the document. That's on Duff. Chav. Good number six. Which stuff do we learn certain places do not serve as a simon, since many people may have lost the same items there. That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good number seven. Which daf in Machlokes whether simon asui lidares is a simon or not? That's on daf. Chav Beis. Good number eight. Which daf regarding a simpon found in the lender's possession, it merely mocks the borrower and is invalid? That's on daf. Chav. Good number nine. Which daf do we have a Machlokes if a simon haba me'ilav, a simon which may have come about on its own, is a legitimate simon or not? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff is the case of Klach Eitzel Yafos by Truma, which is brought as an attempt at Raya that Yeush Lomidas have a Yeush? That's on Dav. Chav Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.